I don't think there's much of anything that you'll find that is more countercultural to the consumerist world that we live in than the message of this chapter 11 from Hebrews. It's said that people today in our world have been accustomed to having everything that they want now, that we want immediate results, that people today expect immediate and instantaneous gratification. We don't really want to wait around for much of anything anymore. The idea of waiting patiently, waiting a lifetime for something, is, I guess, a thing of the past. Of course, merchants have capitalized very effectively on this frenzy to have everything now. Why wait, they tell us? Why wait when you can have it now? Buy now, no payments until next year. Put it on your credit card, no interest for 6 months. Why wait? In our culture of immediate gratification and instant results, this message of Hebrews chapter 11, this example of how Abraham waited and hoped and trusted, even though he didn't see the final completion of what God had promised to him in this life. The idea of being sure of what we hope for and certain of the things that we do not yet see. Those are kind of quaint ideas in our day and age. They simply go against our materialist culture. I suppose that you could say there is such a thing as walking or living by sight, living by what we can actually see and put our hands on now. And then there's such a thing as living by faith, living by what we cannot see, but what we are sure of nonetheless. And here the writer of the letter to Hebrews shows us how Abraham, the father of all who believe, as Paul described him, the father of us all, it shows us how Abraham is an outstanding example of living by faith. This means that when God called Abraham to leave his homeland and to leave his father's household and to go to another land that God had promised to him, that God had told him he would receive as an inheritance, a land he did not know, yet by faith he obeyed and he went, even though he was already 75 years old at this time. And what is really incredible about all of this is, as it says, he went even though he didn't know where he was going. And during his entire life, this faith of Abraham was put to the test because he never really saw the fulfillment of that promise of God. Because he lived, as we have heard, he lived in that promised land, not in homes of a solid foundation, in strong and sturdy and solid walls, but rather he lived there in tents, merely as a sojourner, like a nomad, in the land that God had promised him. And when God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore, Abraham believed God, even though he never lived to see the completion of that promise. Abraham was able to trust in God for those things, and he was sustained in that trust and in that faith, because he knew that most of all, God would provide a future glory. God would provide a future city, a future country. God would provide a place that would be much better than Canaan ever could be. And God would be the designer and the builder of a heavenly city with solid foundations and sturdy walls. And all of this would be possible through the Messiah who was yet to come. And Abraham trusted above all in that promise. And therefore, when God said, "Abraham, get up and go," he went. And isn't it interesting how it adds here, and he didn't even know where he was going? I think that's something that many of you men here today and your wives and your families can relate to, isn't it? Many of you have left behind your homes, your households, your careers, your friends, your security. Maybe you've even left behind other job offers. And you've come to this place for a time to prepare yourselves for ministry. But where to next? Where do you go from here? Who knows? You really don't know where you're going, do you? You don't know where all of this is going to lead. I guess it's in the hands of Dr. Fickenture, the director of placement, right? Of course, that's not true. Really, it is, and we trust that it is, in the hands of God. But I can't help but think of about 17 years ago when they called me in, and they said, we're going to send you and your family to Guatemala. And I said, great, and I was excited, and I was interested in doing something like that, but then I had to run home and get out the encyclopedia and find out where in the world Guatemala is. But I didn't even know, and I didn't know anything about that place. I went, though. I found out that Guatemala was a wonderful place with lots of beautiful people, but also a place that had been torn by war and violence. But God said, go, and so we went. And really, as I think about it, it seems to me that we Christians do all kinds of crazy things. Things that look crazy to others. We do all kinds of crazy things by faith. And we often do those things without really knowing what the outcome will be or really where we are going, so to speak. It is by faith that you are here in this place studying for the ministry when you don't really have a clue where God will lead you. It is by faith that our church sends out missionaries. And our missionaries drag their families off to distant and foreign and strange lands where they must live as foreigners, where they must live as strangers, as guests, among people with strange customs and unusual languages. And they raise their children up there. And then they try to learn how to proclaim that gospel to these people who so often really don't want to hear. But God says, go. And so they go. Sometimes not really knowing where they are going or what they are getting themselves into. And really, it is that same faith that motivates God's people to support His church and His mission. That motivates God's people to do all kinds of things in support of His church and mission. For example, in this day, we think about the ladies of the Seminary Guild, or the LWML, who carry out all sorts of activities for the benefit of our seminary, for the benefit of Christ's church, and for the benefit of God's mission. It is, by the way, it was the LWML that funded our first 2 years as missionaries in Guatemala, something that certainly changed our life and the life of others as well. But we do these things by faith. We do these things trusting that God will use our gifts and God will use our talents for the extension of His kingdom. Now, of course, it is certain that there are reasons to lose heart, to become discouraged, to become fearful, to doubt about God's promises. And certainly we know that Abraham had his faith tested, and he even stumbled and fell, for example, when he lost his patience and doubted God, and when he went and had a son with his servant Hagar, even though God had promised that he would have a son through his wife Sarai. But finally, Abraham is presented to us here as an example of one who looked beyond all of those daily troubles and cares and patiently looked forward to the better country, as it says here in this text. And in that way, by faith in God's promise, Abraham was able to live a life of confidence here as well. A confidence that gave him the ability to get up and go when God said go. To go off to a new land, even though he didn't know where he was going. To go off and live in this new land that God had promised him, to go and live there as a stranger his entire life, never losing that faith in spite of the fact that he never saw the completion of that particular promise in this life. Just think of what that kind of confidence would mean for us, what that kind of faith would mean for us. I heard it said recently, another quote about Luther that maybe you had already heard, most of you, I'd never heard this before. I haven't had a chance to check this out with some of the Luther scholars, but I heard the other day that Martin Luther once said that you'll have as much laughter as your faith. You'll have as much laughter as you have faith. I think that's an interesting thought. In other words, faith, trust in God's promises, trust in the fact that forgiveness and life and salvation are ours, will also permeate all aspects of our lives. And it will help us to even enjoy life in the here and now, and help us to live our lives with confidence and boldness, and yes, even laughter. And will give us the power to get up and go when God says go, even when we don't know where we're going. Yes, it's true. All of those things are very countercultural. Very countercultural. The idea of living by faith rather than living by sight. The idea of waiting for something that you can't quite get your hands on yet, but you're really so sure about it that it's as good as done because it's a part of God's promise. That goes against our materialist culture. But it is the way to confidence, and it is the way to boldness, and it is the way to hope and to life. In Jesus' name, amen.